If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Mike Kegley. Really excited tonight. Massive win for Brett Bielema and the Fighting Illini in Portal Combat. Terrence Brooks selects the Fighting Illini. We're going to be here with Mike Farrell of Mike Farrell Sports, longtime Rivals football recruiting guru, and Matt Stevens, the Illini guy, staff writer and beat reporter for the football team, to talk about this. Really, it's a seismic win, and it's a win that's really important for the Illini going forward. We'll talk about why after these messages.
Are you looking to grow your business? Do that with the Illini Guys Radio Network by advertising on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. The weekly two-hour syndicated show airs on more than 20 stations and is heard in six states throughout the Midwest, including Chicago, St. Louis, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, Rockford, and Quincy, just to name a few, with a reach of more than 11 million people. For information, send an email to mike@illiniguys.com and let's work together to grow your business. That's mike@illiniguys.com and let the power and reach of the Illini Guys Network work for you.
If I was your mother and you had a drug problem, I'd grab you by the ear and make you call and get help. You can be in treatment tomorrow and start to get clean in 7 days. Follow mom's advice and call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. Write this number down.
800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. That's 800-980-1761.
And this is Mike Kegley, and as promised, we have Mike Farrell here. Matt Stevens will be joining us in just a few. Mike, this was a huge victory for the Illini to come out and get a verbal, pledge from Terrence Brooks, all Big 12 cornerback for Texas. Can you give us an idea why, as somebody who is a neutral observer, why you think this is a big deal for Illinois football?
Yeah, because it's never supposed to happen. So, when I heard they were involved with him, I'm like, someone else is going to come in here. The kid's from Texas. He had every offer coming out of high school from all the big, superpowers. When he entered his name in the portal, as a guy who's started 19 to 23 games, was a starter on a playoff team, Big 12 champ. You just assume everybody's going to come in. And the advantage Illinois had here was that, this was a late portal addition. So roster management, a lot of teams are over scholarship. A lot of teams filled their cornerback needs, through either recruiting or the early portal in the winter. But there were still schools, USC and Michigan, namely, who Michigan got out to sort of a late start in the portal because of the coaching transition with Jim Harbaugh and, having that 30-day window open and losing a few kids, nothing major. And USC is just going to be a major player for, any defensive player at this stage, because that's what Lincoln Riley needs to improve. So, but I thought there'd be even more suitors. And Illinois is fish out of water here. I mean, kids from Texas, they don't really have a great connection there. They didn't really recruit him. They recruited him out of high school, but so did everybody else. They didn't have a connection with him. So I looked at it as like, okay, great. They're not going to have a chance. So when he commits and cancels visits to Michigan and USC, I'm stunned. Because it's not like Illinois is an NIL juggernaut. It's not like they can come in here with, you know, come to Illinois and be a brand name. I mean, this is a Texas kid who was at the University of Texas. He was a brand name. So the selling point was playing time and development, and obviously putting a cornerback in the first round of the NFL draft and Devin Witherspoon. That was it. You know, that kind of won the day. And depth, too. I mean, you know, you look at Michigan, they're loaded at defensive back. He would be the number two guy at best behind Will Johnson. And then you look at, you know, defensive development, where USC has been a big disappointment there, too. So those factors came into play. But from a neutral observer, I mean, it's just, it's kind of a shocker, and it's huge for Illinois.
Does this help the Illini in future recruiting efforts to try to get a foothold in Dallas? Living down in Dallas, I see an unbelievable amount of talented athletes down here. And boy, you would think if Illinois found any way to just have even a minor presence in this area, it would be a beneficial thing for them.
They'll try. I mean, you know, anytime you get a big name kid out of a state, you always go back. I mean, they're still obviously selling Witherspoon in Florida. And they're going to continue to do that. And they're getting interest from players because of that, because there's a connection. Oh, he went up there and was successful. This is going to depend on how Brooks plays and how he develops. Now, he's not a guy that's going to wow you when it comes to combine numbers. He's 6 foot. He's 209 pounds. He's a big physical corner. He's not good in zone. He's really good in man. But he's got weaknesses when it comes to the NFL scouts. So he's not going to be a guy that's going to jump in here, have a great season, go off to be a first rounder, but he's a very, very good college football player. Obviously he's a third, fourth round NFL prospect. If he can come there, have success, then you can go back into Texas and say, well, look, you know, we went into Florida, we got, you know, Witherspoon, he turned out to be a first rounder. We hit the portal in Texas, this guy turned out to be a third rounder. That type of success will sell. But not getting them, like right now in the 2025 class, they're not going to be able to knock on doors in Texas and say, look, we got Brooks. Nobody cares until he develops. So it's really important for them to have this kid, not only, you know, this is a big name, this is a big get on paper, but to have him be successful. He's going to be a starter from day one is my expectation. He's going to play well in this system because it's a lot of man. And if he plays well and is successful, then they can go and sell him.
Now, another question for you. Illinois fans are looking to see, like, what can Illinois do in the portal for defensive tackles? And in the break, you were telling me about what it costs to get an average defensive tackle. Maybe you can share with some of the subscribers here, some of the viewers on YouTube, just how competitive it is to get a defensive tackle in the portal right now.
Well, and these are numbers that I hear, but I, you know, a lot of them are fabricated. But sometimes you hear numbers and you think they're made up and then they turn out to be real. Sometimes you hear numbers, you think they're made up and they're completely off base. But the market for defensive tackles, especially, we run the you know, Feral Portal feed, which, you know, I think is the best feed out there for the portal. It's just not the most well known. Because the guy I got running it, Portal Jesus, we call him, he's on top of everything every second. I mean, if a kid goes in, within a minute, it's up. And the coaches all follow it. And what we notice is when an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman goes into portal, more so than even a quarterback or, you know, wide receiver, any other position, the interest is immediate. You start seeing a ton of likes on posts. You start seeing a lot of coaches start following these kids. And so the frenzy, especially lately at defensive tackle, where you had, you know, a kid flip from Oklahoma to Texas, which many people thought was a bidding war. And my sources at the school he came from told me, I texted them and said, where is he going? And the answer was highest bidder. It wasn't like four schools. It was like, this kid's going to take the best NIL deal he can get. TCU lost a defensive tackle that ended up going to Oklahoma. There was an apparent bidding war between Oklahoma and a few other schools, including LSU. where it got up to $1.2 million. He's a one-year transfer. I don't know if any of those numbers are real. I just know that when the big guys go in the portal, everybody swarms, and they usually have offers within a couple of days. So this late in the spring portal for Illinois, they're going to have to find some guys that are under the radar, which Bielema loves to do, but you know they aren't as proven. He's going to have to find some FCS guys. He's going to have to find some, you know, lower level group of five guys and hope to get that position filled because the big guys are all gone.
Okay. Yeah. That, and of course we have told people on Illini guys, and people are probably tired of hearing me saying it, at least when it comes to basketball, a lot of times the WWE heights and weights are inflated. You see a WWE wrestler, he's not 6'5 and 300. He's 6'3 and 260, still a big man, but not quite what they say. And so we tell people in basketball, you know, most times you've got to scale down these reported numbers because it doesn't hurt either the person who's getting the money or the school if you exaggerate a little bit. It makes everybody seem pretty good. But football, you're talking the big boys, and these big programs do what they need to win. So that's why the defensive tackle position is going to probably need Brett Bielema to find a diamond in the rough, or you know, sometimes you get lucky and get that player who comes in and just overperforms.
And I mean, it's just hard to find big guys that can move, you know. Yeah. So everybody wants, you know, a defensive tackle to be a run plugger, but they also want guys that can chase the quarterbacks. One of the guys I just mentioned, I'm not going to mention by name, he's a complete plugger. He can't chase anything. And he's been around, this is his seventh year of college football. I mean, his best years were 5 years ago. But it doesn't matter because they want depth. And that's the one thing you can't really have enough of at you know, the college level is defensive tackle, especially depth. You can, you know, turn linebackers into hybrids and have them come across the edge, and you take your most athletic, you know, guy, put them on a 7-point stance. But interior, you cannot find those guys. They get beaten up. You know, they get injured. So you got to be six deep. And so that's why they all go so fast. Two of these guys I mentioned are depth players. They aren't for sure plug and play starters, and they're commanding that type of money. So he's going to have to use his evaluation skills to go find some guys. They're there, though. I will tell you this, knowing the portal as well as I do, and I don't know all the names in the portal. I don't know the kids, you know, I don't know all that. I know the numbers. You know, so many kids went in the winter. Coaches can't handle and they can't keep track. Then you have more kids going in the spring, not as busy as the winter. But there are kids in there that are FCS, that are really, really, really good football players that nobody even knows that are in the portal. And so you have to have a staff that scours through that and finds them. And everybody's got a staff, but it doesn't matter. If you got eight guys in your staff and you got eight GAs looking and looking and looking, it's still hard to find those guys. They come to us sometimes, you know, they DM us and they say, hey, I played at, you know, this FCS school, you know, Tarleton State or something like that. And, you know, I had 85 tackles last year and 10 for a loss, and I'm 6'3" and I'm 290 pounds and nobody's recruiting me, you know, and that's kind of how it works. Now they're also hitting up coaches if they're hitting us up. So it's really going to be on the staff to like search and dig and try to find some guys. Then they're going to win these battles over nobody. You know, this kid had no other offers, or his best other offer was Georgia State or something like that. And then the fan base can be like, oh, here we go again. And then you got to develop them. So it's a whole thing. I would rather, you know, be in the situation of a Texas or an Oklahoma that's taking a kid and paying big money for him to be a depth player than to be in an Illinois situation where I got to find someone, he's got to be a starter. Because if he sucks, you know, it's going to be exposed very early that he's not ready to play. So you don't want to be in this situation. But as an Illinois, you're not Texas and Oklahoma. You're going to be in this situation, so you have to be super smart about it.
Yeah, that's a good one. And folks, if you're looking on Twitter, if you just go at Farrell Portal, that's FARRELL Portal, no spaces or anything, It is a fantastic feed, and there's only 19,000 followers, which you know, you're getting. It's kind of a big secret right now. So I would say,
we've been doing it for 2 years. Now we built up another portal site, which has over 100,000. That was us.
Yep.
You know, before I left that company, we took that one from 2,000 up to over 100,000. Yep. Then we left, and then we started from scratch at zero. So now we're at 19.2. So we're behind that other, but we're a better feed. And coaches will tell us that all the time. I mean, we have coaches on the daily following us, you know, and of course they like, hey, you know, any safeties or, you know, I'm not in that game. Like, you can pay me if you want me on your staff, I'll evaluate it. But all the information is there. You just got to pay attention to it. But it's so much. I mean, there's just so many kids. We have a spreadsheet tracking, you know, how many kids go in since August 1st, because that's a cycle. I mean, it's thousands of kids. So as a staff, I don't care what your recruiting budget is. I have one of the top Power Four programs in the country, a program that has won at the highest level, you know, reached out to us a few weeks ago asking for our spreadsheet.
Yeah.
You know, and they have a recruiting budget that is in the tens of millions, and they can't even keep up with it. So it's a challenge for the coaches. I know why they hate the portal, but publicly they can't say that because coaches can leave every year. Why can't kids? But they hate it because they can't keep track of it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. You can get in on the ground floor with this Feral portal. So just go there and get, become a member, or excuse me, just, you know, follow it, and you'll be good to go. Now, Matt Stevens, you've just come in to I appreciate this. Of course, Matt has been out all day, either doing Mother's Day stuff like the good son should, or was over covering the Fighting Illini as they maintain their one game lead in the Big Ten baseball standings. Matt, tell us a little bit about the behind the scenes and what you were finding out about this big time commit from Texas, which is so unusual for Illinois to have happen.
It did two things, at least in my mind. One was they now have their starting cornerback on at least one side, you know, whether it's the field or the boundary side. I don't know if they've even figured that out yet, but he's going to be a starting cornerback at Illinois. And that was a major position of need, almost as much as defensive line in this portal session for Illinois. The second thing it did was it proved to this coaching staff, we can still recruit out of the portal the way that we want to recruit, which I don't know whether that's a great thing or a bad thing going forward for Brett Bielema and Aaron Henry. But I can tell you right now that I mean, if we want to do visual aids, I could get a dollar out of my wallet and tell them and show you a dollar bill, which would be one more dollar than Terrence Brooks was technically promised right now at the University of Illinois. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to get, you know, pay for play money like that, but that was never part of the process on his official visit at Illinois. And the sell was a long-term play by not only Illinois, but also by Terrence Brooks. And the sell was, look, we can put you in the NFL, and there's no, like, I'll tell you the exact sell that Aaron Henry gave when he made multiple home visits to Terrence Brooks. And he made multiple trips to get this recruiting victory was, there's no reason on earth why you can't be Devin Witherspoon. That was the sell. And they sold him on, yeah, you know, you need to meet with Icon, and you need to get, you know, this NIL situation taken care of. You need to do it on your own. We can't be a part of it. That's just how Brett Bielema and how they operate in the Smith Center. We can get to that, in a, you know, later on. But they basically sold him on the idea that NFL money is going to be bigger money than you're probably going to make in the portal. And I know it's going to be more money than you're going to get from us out of the portal, right? So if there is no reason why you can't, in two years, we turned Devin Witherspoon into the fifth overall pick in the draft. And there's no reason why in 2 years we can't turn you into a first round pick too, which would make you a millionaire. Like, and that's the sell. And that's the sell job that Aaron Henry deserves unbelievable amount of credit for what he was able to accomplish here. Because look, Illinois is not supposed to win this recruiting battle. They're not supposed to win this portal battle. And they're certainly not supposed to win it with a significant amount. In the way that Illinois wants to recruit the portal compared to the other power programs that are competing for a college football playoff national championship, Illinois is not supposed to win this battle. And I give Aaron Henry a lot of credit for being able to win this battle with a long-term plan for Terrence Brooks to say, hey, we can turn you into a first-round pick. We can turn you into a second-round pick like Quan Martin was in that same draft. We've done it before. We can do it again. And, oh, by the way, there isn't anything on Devin Witherspoon's resume that you don't already have, which is you already have 19 starts in college in your first 2 years. Devin Witherspoon didn't have any. You already have, you know, an all-conference, you know, selection. Devin Witherspoon didn't have that. Devin Witherspoon had a major knee injury he was trying to come off of when Brett Bielema took over this program in 2021. Terrence Brooks doesn't have a major injury problem. Like, all of these things are in the positive category for Terrence Brooks' development. And that Devin Witherspoon had to overcome. And they are doing the Devin Witherspoon sell. They did it with everybody they could to try to get this corner that they needed, because he is going to start from day one of fall camp. And it makes this secondary just look a little bit more palpable going into this 2024 season. I'm not suggesting that Illinois is going to be great in the secondary like they were in 2022. I still have concerns about this defense, but They shored up a major position of need, and they did it in the way that they like to recruit the portal. And I didn't know if those two things were going to be possible come fall camp in August.
Yeah, that's a major win. People are definitely pumped about it, fighting Illini. Now, he is going to be, you know, playing the man-to-man that Illinois is so famous for. With Aaron Henry putting this type of recruiting pitch, you know, one tends to look at Tim Anderson and Orlando Antigua for what they're able to close on the basketball side. This has to give Brett Bielema a little bit of excitement, because we know there are some people who were frustrated by the defense last year. And the easiest person to point a finger at was Aaron Henry. Whether that's right or wrong is a whole different subject to talk about. Was this a win? Do you think that from a fan base standpoint was a big one for Aaron?
It should be, because I mean I've tried everything I could to point out to everybody that Aaron Henry had everything to do with Terrence Brooks committing to Illinois. Now I will point out, you know, we went through this with AJ Dennis. He has not signed anything yet. And we now know, until I see Terrence Brooks suit up for fall camp, and quite frankly, until I see Terrence, you know, Brooks suit up for the season opener against Eastern Illinois in September, like, all bets are off, man. Like, you know, we've learned that lesson. We all should have. But I've tried to tell everybody who will listen to me today that Aaron Henry was the big winner today, because he took charge on this recruitment. And I don't think it's a fair comparison to suggest what he did has anything to do with what Orlando Antigua and Tim Anderson are doing across the street, because they have money in their back pocket that they're able to kind of work with. And Aaron Henry doesn't. Whether that's philosophical coming out of the Smith Center and how they want to recruit, or if it's just the reality of what Illinois has fundraised, or what they lack thereof that they have fundraised through Icon and the ability to do that. I don't know, but I mean, the basketball program has a very, very competitive annual salary that they're allowed to do in the portal. The football program just doesn't have that capability. And what they were able to sell Terrence Brooks on was a long-term plan of we'll get you NFL money. And that's kind of where this victory happened. And you mix that in with, we can promise you a starting spot, and we do not believe that at Southern Cal and at Michigan they can promise you a starting spot at one of the two corner spots. And the, you know, Terrence Brooks and his family bought this, you know, every line from from Aaron Henry, and that's why he is verbally committed to Illinois on Mother's Day 2024.
Mike, you had talked a little bit earlier about the comparison of NIL funds at Michigan and USC. When Illinois, you know, wins this matchup, what type of forces can those two schools bring to bear in terms of what they do with NIL?
I mean, they could do what they want. I don't think they're going to really. Michigan's culture, you know, the way Jim Harbaugh has said it, coming off a national championship, they're not going to come in and offer somebody, you know, Will Johnson money. They're not going to upset their defensive back room by doing something like that. Not that, you know, Brooks commands that level, but that's just the culture at Michigan. They're not NIL driven, and they don't have to be because they're Michigan and they've won a national championship. USC's NIL collective is a bit of a mess. It was supposed to be really, really strong. You know, they had some early wins with Jordan Addison and Caleb Williams, and, you know, a lot of that was driven by local businesses and, you know, the opportunity to build your name in Hollywood. That's still there. But, you know, kids haven't been making as much money in NIL that they've expected in LA, and the collective has been kind of in and out. They're not really supporting the football team as much as expected. So they could come up with something for sure if they wanted to. I think it's development that might be the issue there with Brooks, because you look at some of these guys. Devontae Jackson is a great example, who was a, you know, super five-star, you know, kid who went to USC and never got developed. He's going to Alabama now. He'll be developed there. You know, they've really fallen short of developing defensive players. They got a new staff there too. So I think it's a combination of NIL. You know, USC would be an NIL threat. Michigan would not. Michigan has a deep defensive back room where he would not be a starter. And I don't think he'd be developed at USC. So that's what I think he's thinking.
Yeah. And look, you know, Matt, you can kind of talk about Brett Bielema's pride in being able to develop players. And, you know, the bottom line is I think every coach is going to probably sell their strengths, and probably every coach is going to oversell their strengths a little bit. But, you know, he does have a long history of, you know, finding guys and finding ways to develop a few players that kind of surprise people.
Yeah. The sell has been the 2023 NFL draft. Like, Brett Bielema will tell you, hey, we were in Kansas City and watched Devin Witherspoon go number 5 overall. Aaron Henry was at that table. We took the zero star thing to a number 5 overall draft pick. That's horse crap. Like, I mean, if Devin Witherspoon had played 4 years of high school football, he would not have been a zero star. And in certain, you know, Mike Farrell can attest to this, like in certain other internet recruiting services, he was not a zero star by the time that he ended his junior year in high school. But he wasn't a 5-star. And he ended up signing with Lovie Smith's program for a reason. And he had to get redeveloped after suffering 2 major knee injuries at Illinois before Brett Bielema ever got there. But then they also turned Quan Martin into a 2nd-round draft pick, you know, and they did that in that same draft, right? And then in the 3rd round, they took, and it's a safety position, but they took Sidney Brown and developed him into a 3rd-round draft pick in that defensive backfield. And Aaron Henry has been going on, you know, the recruiting trail in terms of the portal and saying, hey, look, we did this for Devin, we did this for Quan, and we did this for Sidney. We can do this for you. If you want to make NFL look, the minute that Johnny Newton signed his deal with the Washington Commanders, he became a millionaire, even though he was an early 2nd-round pick. He became a millionaire. The pitch at Illinois is the minute that Devin Witherspoon signed his rookie contract, he became a millionaire. The minute that Quan Martin signed his deal with the Commanders, he became a millionaire. We can do that for you. We can get you a 7 figures in your rookie deal if you perform at the level that we think you can perform at. And I think they looked at Brooks with 19 starts at Texas in his first 2 years and in a really, really good defensive system. Now I know Michael Penix and those 3 NFL wide receivers in Washington, you know, lit him up, but they lit up a lot of people. And I think that they were really he rated very, very well. If you trust the PFF people, like, he rated really, really well nationally, among all corners in, you know, basically, you know, his what the NFL quarterback rating was on targets against him. And what that tells me is that here at Illinois, you guys have seen this on the great scale in 2022 and on the terrible scale in 2023. Aaron Henry's going to play man, and he's going to put his corners out on an island, and he loves to do it. And I think that Terrence Brooks is going to be put out on that island and said, hey, look, we know you struggled in some zone situations at Texas. We want you to play man, and we want you to use that 6 foot, 10 and a half, 210 pound frame and at least, you know, take away a third of the field. And that's what he's going to be assigned to do. And that's what they think he can do from day one when he arrives for fall camp.
Boy, I hope so. That would help the defense tremendously, and then maybe find a couple defensive tackles that turn out to be contributors, and the outlook on the season certainly gets a little bit more plausible to see the way to 6-6 if the defense can slow people down somewhat. Mike, you want to give us your wrap up on kind of what this, you know, any other thoughts you have on this and what it means before we turn to Matt and kind of get a wrap from him as well?
I mean, just from a national perspective, it's a big deal for them. I mean, we're not talking about earth-shattering ESPN Sports Center bottom line news, you know, but for Illinois, it's big news. They don't get, you know, four-star recruits very often. They certainly don't get them through the portal. They don't beat USC and Michigan very often in recruiting. Things have gotten better recruiting-wise under Bielema. They're staying in battles longer. They're fighting for kids more. They had a better class last year than the year before. But this stuff doesn't happen. You know, and Texas fans are probably like shaking their head and saying, you know, why this guy leave to go to Illinois? And that's what you want. That's what you want as an Illinois. You want USC fans to be like, well, why did he pick them? Michigan fans, you know, Texas fans, like, why did he leave for them? That's what you want. And that's what this is. It's just a big surprise.
Matt, you want to put this in a kind of final framework? And then after that, maybe you and I could talk a little bit about the baseball situation.
Sure. I think, you know, Mike, you know, Farrell knows this better than I do, especially when you come to talk about portal news. The cycle really doesn't last more than a day. Sometimes it lasts an hour. Sometimes it lasts 30 minutes, right? I mean, but on Mother's Day 2024, Illinois was able to basically have a day where they said, hey, look, we beat the defending national champions on a portal guy that they wanted. He's not going to Ann Arbor this coming week for an official visit. We beat Southern California. It still sounds weird to say that they're also in the Big Ten now. But we beat Southern California on a kid that they wanted. They wanted him to come, you know, to L.A. and take that official visit. And I think that if he had, I don't think the Illinois coaches thought they had much of a chance. In fact, I pretty much know that they didn't. They thought that way. So they were able to wrap this up. And I think that it's just, look, Aaron Henry, like Cagley, you said it. Aaron Henry took a lot of arrows in 2023.
Yes, he did.
Probably rightfully so, because the defense severely underperformed in 2023. And I'm sorry, but like, there wasn't a whole lot of other connections to, hey, Ryan Walters and Kevin Kane and a whole lot of other people went to West Lafayette. Aaron Henry stayed, and the defense took a real big nosedive. And quite frankly, Brett Bielema's tenure at Illinois is going to be defined by how successful Aaron Henry is or isn't, you know, on that side of the ball. And but I do think that Aaron Henry regathered himself after spring ball when they lost Zach Tobe and when they lost Taz Nicholson to the portal and said, I cannot go into fall camp with this cornerback room and expect to be able to slow down anybody in the Big Ten, in the new Big Ten. And they went out and they got somebody that they think can start on one side of the football, or one side of, you know, either the boundary or the field at corner, and say, okay, that's our starter from day one. And we'll figure out the other corner, and we'll figure out nickel in fall camp. We think we've got some developmental pieces there, but without the Devin Witherspoon type figure that we can have over there that maybe shuts down a third of the field, we're not going to be worth anything. And I think that they feel like they have found that with Terrence Brooks. They feel like they have found that with somebody who can be an all Big Ten corner, whether it's in 2024 or 2025, if he sticks around for 2 years. They feel like they have that type of a potential talent in that young man. And he's proven at Texas that he can handle a lot of responsibility early on in his college career. And he's going to be a veteran leader in that cornerback room that I believe Aaron Henry is going to lead. I think the new DB coach, when that person is hired, I suspect that will be this coming week or the week after, is going to be leading the safeties. I think that Aaron Henry has identified himself as, I like leading the corners. I want to identify who I want in that room. And he knew that it was a position of need coming out of spring, and he filled it with a guy that he thinks can start from day one. And that's really, if you're in Illinois, all you can ask for when you go portal shopping with what they have to work with.
Yeah, so that's great news for Illinois football. And then just in a thumbnail, it looks like Illinois has maintained their one game lead, you know, here for the Big Ten baseball. And now they go to Purdue for three games next weekend, and that will determine the regular season champion. Three games at Purdue. I believe Purdue's one of the teams that's a game behind. And, boy, I don't know if you would be anything more sweet for Illinois fans than to get an opportunity to win a title on Purdue's home field.
Yeah, there's five teams that are within a game of winning the regular season championship. Illinois will start Thursday night at Purdue with a one-game lead. There are five teams that think that they can get a sweep in a weekend series Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and go into the Big Ten tournament in Omaha with the regular season title. What Illinois did on Sunday out of a bullpen that really hasn't done anything worthwhile all year was pretty incredible. And so they've set themselves up. It was a sixth conference series win for them. They've set themselves up for, if they take two out of three against Purdue, there's a really, really good chance that Illinois is going to at least win a share of the Big Ten regular season championship. And probably if they take two out of three, they can probably clinch themselves a regular season championship and the number one seed going into the Big Ten tournament in Omaha on the following week.
Boy, that's exciting. So folks can get out and support the team on that. So big thanks, Mike and Matt, for taking time out of your Sunday night. Really appreciate it. And we will be right back to wrap up the show after these messages.
Whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country, or on the other side of the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Be it in-game results, top-level stories, or the latest behind-the-scenes info and recruiting, IlliniGuys.com has you covered. For about 25 cents a day, you can have an inside path to your favorite Illini teams. And we'll even throw in a free 7-day trial to kick the tires. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click the register button, and get immediate access to dozens of stories each month, message forums, free giveaways, and more. IlliniGuys.com.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. That's 800-238-3714.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Eye on the Illini. Really appreciate Matt Stevens and Mike Farrell for taking time on a Sunday night to talk to the fans and the subscribers of IlliniGuys.com. We really, really appreciate them doing that. And of course, you can join IlliniGuys.com. $99. All you need to do is go to IlliniGuys.com, hit the free trial, register. You don't get charged until day 7. You go back into the message boards and you'll see everything that's going on. We'd love to have you there. And we'll be back in a few days with another Eye on the Illini. Go Illini!
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.